The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
The discussion has been Geelong, their 27-point victory last night over the Saints, who headed them at half-time, and one of their prime movers last night with 33 possessions. He kicked a goal and found some really good form was Mitch Duncan. I believe he's in the car and perhaps in the countryside driving on a Sunday off. But thanks, Mitch, for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Darren Berry, Ben Casanelia, Sean Higgins, Heath Buck and Drew Jones. Thanks for joining us, Mitch.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're really good. More importantly, how are you, and how did you pull up after last night? It looked like a real hard-fought victory against the Saints.
Yeah, pulled up all good, which is good on this miserable Sunday. But, their pressure around the footy was really high and probably across the whole ground, and it took a half to knock them off, and I suppose the ability to get flick numbers through the midfield to tie them out made its price for them. Later in the game.
Mitch, do you remember, players don't often do, but half-time, Saints led by 2 points, and, you know, we're in the cheap seats up in the commentary box, and we're saying, oh, some worrying signs, but you said you rested the momentum back in the second half. Was it the leaders that got the boys together? Did the coach have a word at half-time about what you needed to improve in that second half? What was the message?
Yeah, it's probably just getting the game back on our terms. We're probably getting a little bit beat up around the ball. I wasn't sure what the number. I think that second half we were down by about 8 to 10 contested ball. So that played a major part in that second quarter. I thought our start was actually not too bad, except for that second quarter where they got a bit of momentum and kicked a few goals. So the ability to change that, we flipped our midfield around in that second half, and we managed to get on top through the middle.
Mitch, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. It's Benny Cass. You know, the grind of a long season, we're right in the thick of winter, and you mentioned there a miserable Sunday. It was pretty ordinary last night down there at Geelong as well. I think it was the old feels like was about 3.1. But, it's really important that, I suppose, the senior players who are seasoned help steer the club through this patch, because your younger blokes are going to be a little bit up and down. And we saw that with Grant Myers the previous week, had a quiet one. He bounced back and played quite well last night. But just the senior blokes steering the boys through this period, which is a really difficult period in a long season.
Yeah, it is a tough time of year. Obviously quite cold, as you said. I actually thought we got probably the best of the conditions over the last couple of days for that kind of three-hour period. So I'm quite lucky there, but talk about last week, I don't think it was just our young guys that didn't perform. Our senior players didn't perform, and obviously a pretty proud group, and I thought they all responded really well again this week. But yeah, getting back to your point, I suppose it is just keeping the environment fun and changing things up and keeping the mind fresh for this time of year. But more importantly, we've still got to play really good footy, because the wins at this time of year are really important coming into the back half of the year, and obviously can set up your position in the top eight, which we're really lucky to do. So, we've just got to keep winning, and that's the main priority.
I want to ask you a couple of blokes. They play at different ends of the ground, but Mark O'Connor's season, he's quietly gone about really. I mean, he's been his improvement. You basically can see him improve each week. And the other one that we talk about as Geelong supporters is Asava Radicalia. Do you notice out there that he, you know, there's a different vibe, and there's a presence up forward for you other than Tom Hawkins when Big Sav's out there?
Yeah, absolutely. His ability to jump at the ball, and then his ability to jump at the ball, and then once it hits the ground, he still has that agility and that power to get after it and get after the opposition, which is, you know, not normal for a big 200-centimetre player. So, he's a really crucial part of our forward line, and for someone that's played about 20 games, it's a credit to him and the way he's developed. And I'm looking forward to, you know, the next chapter of his career. Mark O'Connor, you know, coming from his background as well, he's couldn't be more proud of him, the way he's developed and he's wanting to learn and to play top footy, and the way he's kept his spot in the side has been first class, and he's probably one of the first pick now, really reliable with his defensive work, and he's starting to create a little bit more attack now as well. So he keeps adding strings to his bow, and hopefully he can keep it going for the next month or two.
Mitch, well played last night. Drew Jones here. Was Gaz leading us all on a merry dance, coming off injured and then coming back on and kicking the two match-sealing goals?
He was a little bit ginger after the game, and I actually didn't see the incident, and I actually didn't really know he was hobbling around as much as it's been talked about. So, he had ice on the hip, but, yeah, I think knowing him, he'll knuckle down and get his body right for the next week against Hawthorn. I couldn't see him missing crunch game like that.
There's been a little bit of chat that you guys aren't quite at your best at the moment. Do you feel like you're far away from your best footy?
I suppose you can only play as well as the opposition let you. If you were going to win a game by 30 points every week, I reckon you'd be pretty happy now to the end of the season. It would mean you'd be holding up that cup at the end of the year. So, yeah, we can maybe get things going a bit earlier, but I still think, we're playing pretty good footy. They only managed to score about 55 to 60 points, which is a really strong effort from a defence point of view. It's probably just getting the ball forward in a more effective manner that we can really improve on.
Speaking with Mitch Duncan, prime mover last night, 33 possessions, kicked a goal for the Cats on K-Rock footy. Heath Buck to fire the next question.
G'day, Mitch. Well done on last night, mate. You spoke about, trying to keep it fun in the grind of July. And who drives that? Is it the playing group, the leaders, the coaches, the young guys? Who's that come from?
I think we may have lost him.
Is he going for a drive with the family, has he?
Family drive.
Possibly the worst question ever on K-Rock.
Yeah, no, Bucky, I gave you one opportunity, and he didn't like it.
He's actually thinking about it. He's pulled over the side of the car. He'll guarantee you, Chuck, he'll call back with it.
Do you reckon? I reckon because I've been critical of his kicking, when I said Heath Buck, he thought I said Chuck.
Yes.
And he hung up.
Yes, he just hung up straight
away. I was going to throw you under the bus, Chuck. I was thinking about sort of bringing that into the mix. At what point was that going to happen?
If he called, I was going to ask the question. Don't worry about it. I can't say something and then not follow up with the source. So, again, I think he's a wonderful player.
Let's quickly ask Sean. Is that the same at North? About, you often hear these clubs this time of year trying to keep it fun. So what's that mean?
I think the fun means just to keep it fresh. And to, it's not as in the actual content that you're doing in the review or the training, but in and around that, how do we mix it up? How do we keep the boys fresh? It may be as simple as training off-site or changing the routine or the schedule slightly throughout the week, but you'd need to make sure energy levels, that sort of stuff, are staying up. That's driven, I'm sure Mitch will say, it's driven by the playing group.
Yep.
And to get through this grind period, which Benny mentioned, it's crucial, and Mitch touched on as well, that you just keep getting the wins and building your game.
Did you get a little bit of that when Reece Shaw came in? I think the club mentioned to me that you guys had like an Uno card night and went out for dinner and stuff like that. Did you get a lift out of that? And how'd you go at the Uno night?
Well,
did you pick up two?
No.
Did you have to pick up two?
Well, if the draw two's down, Chuck, yeah, you pick up two. Or four if they double down.
But
we had a couple of dinners. We went off-site there. We trained at AMSAC. Whatever you need to do to mix it up, which is like what we touched on, and that was slightly different circumstances. It was emotionally draining that week. We needed to make sure that we got around the boys.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.